Good morning, 7:45 here on the Mighty 690, as we have a another rainy one here in Coffeyville, and that's always good, at least right now. So we do have City Manager Mark Hall with us
Good morning.
Yeah, and we were just talking about off-air, you know, how, you know, the rain we get, well, it helps the ground, but it goes south.
It goes south of us, and we hope that it's raining up north. So it'll help the river. But I do want to say I double-checked my rain gauge, and the bugs are floating.
Hey.
So we've got some
rain. That means something's in it. That's good.
Yeah, there we go.
That's good. Well, we got a 1/10 of an inch here at the radio station just about 15 minutes ago or so. So
you bet.
That's always
crossing our fingers.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. But, hey, we do have a meeting coming up here this evening.
You bet. And for those that need assistance, if you go to the east side of City Hall and go down to the customer service door and go through that door, turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that up to the second floor, that's where the meeting's held, and of course, we welcome all the citizens of Coffeyville.
Absolutely. So, what do we have on the agenda for tonight?
Yes, the consent agenda is, that's where we approve paying our bills, and that's close to $1.6 million. That is a number that has payroll and all our bills, but a large part of that is associated to the electric service. But then we move on, and of course, an appointment to the KMEA board, and then we move down to citizens' comments. And if you're a citizen, and we love to hear from you, it is one of those that all citizens welcome. And we know that there's going to be good and bad. And the only way we can improve is to listen and see what we can do. There's some things we can't and some things we can. So if you'd like to address the commission in citizens' comments, please come. And then we have a public hearing, and that is to close out a CDBG grant for the street improvement project, and CDBG is Community Development Block Grant. And what that is it helps us, assists us, and saves taxpayers money. Anytime we receive a grant, that means we didn't have to use taxpayers' funds to pay for it. So we're always excited about that, and that's our job.
Sure.
And then there's not any old business, and then we went to new business. And the first resolution 08, that is, it is basically a sale of a piece of property, and I call it the 10th Street parking lot. It's vacated 10th Street. It is one of those. There's a new business that will be coming in. I think everybody is aware. Mm-hmm. And this would be a portion that the city would turn over to make that, if approved by the commission, to make that property more functional for what they intend to do.
Gotcha.
So then we move on to our next. And this one I've had some calls on, and want to just take just a little time. It is for 5 automated license plate readers for the Coffeyville Police Department. And this is not traffic control. This is not reading and then sending you a ticket or something like that. It's not associated. What it is should something terrible happen, a crime, and that goes for an Amber Alert or something like that, that if the individual is traveling and we know or they know wherever the crime took place, their license plate, what this does is captures those license plates. And as they come into town or move through town, in other words, it makes the police departments throughout the area aware of where this person is. And we can go and look at a moment and see he entered Coffeyville at this time, or she, mm-hmm. he or she entered Coffeyville this time. And that is, it is another thing to use to prevent crime.
So maybe if like the state was looking for a particular vehicle, yes. You know, then would this be able to like maybe send you an alert, say, hey, they came through. We could go look
okay. and sit there and look at this and make the state aware of this individual passed through Coffeyville. And it is something that cities across the country use these. It is just another tool to prevent crime and assist in preventing crime. But we also have a partner, a local company that is assisting in the purchase of this, these five. But it's not something to be used for traffic. It is something that is simply a tool that police departments can sit there, and you can imagine, you always hear sometimes of this is the license plate. If you've seen this car, you know, and it's traveling, we can check once these are installed, did they pass through Coffeyville or are they in Coffeyville? So that's, I just want to take that time and assure people this is not a traffic control type device. This is simply a crime prevention and assistance in police in something that there's a bad element out there.
Sure.
And if they pass through, so we go on. Then for the next agenda item number 10, it is one of those resolution to purchase 8 sets of bunker gear for the Coffeyville Fire Department. And then we move to the next item, number 11. It is one of those, this is for the purchase of 30 SCBA bottles for the Coffeyville Fire Department. In the SCBA, it is one of those, that's what they use when they go in to breathe through. These are the bottles. And those are, they're ceramic in nature, so they're lighter. But these are for the assistance of breathing during a fire for the firefighters. And then we go to the approval of a cereal malt beverage license for J&D Brothers. And then, of course, the last item is city manager's report.
Sure.
So it's a good meeting. It is one of those. I will remind the public, we're still in a watch, and if you think about it, it's been pretty dry. We haven't got consistent rain, and that has been for the last couple of years. It is one of those that we hope each season, we get more rain. But it is, I want to thank the public, we're still in a watch. We're still being conservative. The city is being very conservative, and we appreciate, of course, during the winter months, nobody likes to be wet when it's cold outside.
Sure, right.
So we'll continue to watch that, and as soon as we're out of the watch, we'll notify the public. But it is one of those that the river, if you go over the bridge, the river is still low. And we're just hoping for improvement. It's nothing to panic about. There is other steps should something become more severe. But we're watching it, and we appreciate all the community in helping to conserve water. So that's it.
Yeah, well, good deal. Sounds like it should be a good meeting, and always good to get more done.
I thank you for letting me come, and Coffeyville, stay safe and enjoy the rain.
Yeah, we will do it. Well, very good. Mr. Mark Hall, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more here on KGGF.